with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guys show.
Silly.
Welcome back. You are listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hope you're having a great mid-January. Got that little spring, late winter, spring getaway on your planner. I'm putting one together myself. But right now we're eating healthy in the neighborhood. And Barbecue Bob, you brought a friend in. Roll with this, brother.
Yeah, it's Find a Friend weekend. Welcome back. Thanks for joining us. Don't forget to check out our Facebook page, /TheGrillingGuys. I'm on Twitter. It's Grilling Guy. So today it's Healthy Grilling Guys. And a few years back when I used to travel out to Sacramento to do those whole food shows, I met somebody that was distributing a kombucha. And I hadn't really ever heard of it before. And this brand that I had out there was really good, and I had many conversations with the lady selling it, you know, while we worked the show, and I just became a fan. And I said, this is smart. The same reason I eat kimchi, the same reason I take probiotics, you can actually drink a really great drink and get a lot of those benefits. So right now I want to introduce everyone to Jeff Lambden from Sacred Springs.
What's up, crew?
Hey, thanks for coming down.
It's an honor.
It's a tasty little session we're having here.
Yeah, I say.
So tell everybody what this stuff is.
That's a great question.
Is it legal?
Kombucha. Is it legal? Yeah. In 48 states, don't worry about it. So this one, you're good. So kombucha is a soft ferment. So when we think about hard alcohol, we think about a hard ferment. When we call things soft drinks nowadays, that's because they originally were fermented. So kombucha is actually a 3,000-year-old process of fermenting tea to make a non-alcoholic beverage. So I always say it's a craft beer meets yoga.
Yeah, that's how they made root beer, right?
Yeah, originally.
So they found the quick ways.
I'm just going to say I look better with a craft beer in my hand than a yoga outfit. Just saying. So let's
it depends on how many beers we've had.
Why didn't you paint that picture?
What? Well, I'm just looking at the bottle. Right? Yeah. But anyway, so it's a tea. Yes. So is it when I think teas, I think caffeinated drinks.
Sure.
Does this have a caffeine component to it?
Not much, because the fermentation process takes that out too.
Okay.
So, I mean, I'm taking out all the fun, you know? So we're fermenting, there's no caffeine, there's no alcohol. So everyone's like, why would I drink this thing? You know what I mean? And what it has to do with is the health benefits. So it basically, there's no caffeine in it, but when you drink it, you feel energized afterwards because you're tapping into your body's own natural energy.
So tell us what those health benefits are.
Sure. And that's a tricky thing, right? Because people who do drink kombucha are going to go out there and say, it will cure everything.
Right.
So, but really, we think about our digestive system. There's a mouth and there's an end point, right? It's just a big tube that goes through there. So kombucha takes the tissue states and strengthens that tube. And then it gives you all the enzymes and probiotics you need for digestion. Well, people make it complex. You guys are grilling guys, right?
Right.
So people think like, I'm going to taste it, then I'm going to digest it, and then it'll go out. Like, the truth is, that's just one big process.
Yeah, we've had plenty of poop conversations on this show.
you can't talk about kombucha.
Unfortunately, we've talked about the process. But,
all right, so we're good on that then. So everyone's all right. So as long as everyone's informed, we can leave that go now.
Yeah. So right. What is the benefit?
Sure. So you got B vitamins in there. You got different amino acids. You got healthy bacteria. So people don't like to talk about bacteria much, but there's 3% of your body weight is healthy bacteria if you're a woman, and 1% if you're a man. So good bacteria is good stuff.
Right.
Then it has digestive.
I've never heard that.
I knew she was three times nastier than me.
Yes,
I knew it.
It's the bacteria.
Why
fault.
Are your farts so bad?
Because hers come out in little baggies. So anyway, on that note, so you are there different types of teas that are used for this, or is
sure.
it all consistent?
Right. Yeah, so here we get into the worlds of like different types of woods, right? So like let's talk to the clientele we're talking to.
Right.
So different teas have different tannin structures.
Okay.
Those tannin structures are gonna, when they ferment, are gonna create different flavors. So the difference between our kombucha and others is we brew with green tea, which creates a tannin structure of ascorbic acid. So it's really strong and bright, and it glides across the tongue. Most kombucha companies are using black tea, which gives you more caffeine and creates a tannin structure like apple cider vinegar. So it scratches across the tongue. So what we've done is we've avoided having that scratch back, and now we have this flavor that can just palatably, like, so you were talking earlier, like, it tastes good, right?
Right, right.
That's our first step. Can we get people to actually drink this stuff? And and so that's, so I followed my kids.
Yeah, I've tried two of them so far, and they're both, I'm my cup's empty. I'm just waiting for the next
one. The third,
one,
yeah.
Because they're so good.
So whenever we talk about a beverage, and this is new to the Grilling Guys. You said this has been around 3,000 years, but this is new to the Grilling Guys. One of the things we like to talk about with our audience is how to choose this. Okay, I walk up. You've got five of these here.
Sure.
Other than the color, and obviously this one's called Fruit of Life. I would assume that's a fruity one, right? And it was. But my question is help us pick one of these and why I would do that.
And if you just tuned in, you are listening to the Grilling Guys, and we're talking with Jeff Lambden from Sacred Springs Kombucha. Did I say that right?
Yeah.
Kombucha.
Yeah. Yep.
So I always struggle with that word.
It's because it's just some made-up word, probably.
Sounds like something else. Yeah. And it comes from Japan, right?
It actually comes from Korea. This is a Japanese word to describe.
Okay. Korean process.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, the Koreans came up with kimchi, so that makes sense.
So so back to the process.
How do we pick it, right?
Right. How do I pick one of these?
So it's sort of like, how do you pick a beer or how do you pick a wine? So one of the tricks is talking to someone in the store. Because, right, like if unless you know all about wine or beer, you usually talk to someone.
Sure.
So like our ginger one, you know, it's treat it like a ginger ale. So treat it like any other ginger ale you'd work with. The first one you tasted, the fruity one, it's bright and spilling. So there's no point in eating that along with a meat that's trying to create a tight experience.
Right.
You know, so my favorite thing with fish is our Root of Life beet ginger turmeric or our ginger one. We have one that's made from holy basil, which is a plant from India, and I actually use this to marinate chicken or fish.
Crazy.
So that's the world I go into, too.
Holy basil?
Yep.
What color is that?
Holy basil, Batman.
Yeah.
well, it's a green color, but it creates a tan structure. Mm. But I'll actually, a lot of times, use half the bottle to marinate and half the bottle to then drink with the actual meat that I've been cooking.
Nice.
So
with a little vodka in it.
Vodka gin. I can take it if you guys want in the next segment. I can take you through all the mixing deliveries. So I could help you guys create a marinade and a mixed drink to drink with anything.
Okay, so describe for us the five flavors that you have here. You've touched on a couple of them. The Fruit of Life,
strawberry.
That's a strawberry flavor base. Okay.
Yep. We have a ginger one. We have a beet ginger turmeric one, which when you marinate with it, it's got a magenta color, so you can like bring out this magenta accent in the color of your fish or your chicken or whatever meat you're working with. It might be more beige. The holy basil, the kombucha, is more like a Sauvignon Blanc. And then our elderberry hibiscus, I actually do not like to cook meat with that one, but I love to put gin in it.
So how often would you want to drink this stuff?
That's sort of like asking a marathon runner how often should you run. So for me, I'm drinking it every day.
But sure.
You know, it's the kind of thing if you're hungover.
You have a couple bottles of this a week, you're really helping yourself a lot?
Yeah. Yeah, it's like stretching and working
halfway
out.
Halfway through the week and then at the weekend.
Yep.
Well, it's not a medicine, right? I mean,
no.
It's kind of a natural supplement.
Sure.
Right? Am I depicting that properly?
It supports you in your, you know, we're in healthy January here. So
I
like,
think it keeps you from having to take medicine. So, no, it's not a medicine. But if your body builds up its immune systems better, I think it's way better than medicine.
So that's one of the health benefits of this is it helps with
Immune system, digestive system, yep.
Right, yeah, and both of those are very key into maintaining our health.
Helping
well, especially if we're eating tons of grilled food. You know, I mean, like if we want to be able, I mean, we've all been there where we've wanted to eat whatever we want, and our body says no.
Right.
So, you know, I cheat. I drink kombucha every day so I can say yes to everything. Really.
Right.
It's a trick.
Wow, so it's a miracle elixir.
All right, no. Water is a miracle elixir.
I saw you at the circus. Well, Jeff Lambden, Sacred Springs Kombucha, we're going to have you hang around with us. We're going to talk a little salmon burger in the next session.
Yeah.
But we'll weave in a little bit of your Sacred Springs.
All right. Coming up next, we're going to do all of that and more. Stay tuned.